左边是我们的主山，是不是？那么逾越节真正的意义是什么？就是他今天会跟我们讲。然后呢，这个逾越节这个晚餐跟我们的主山两个到底是真正的意义怎么样的连结，是不是？从旧约一直到新约，那么犹太人呢、啊、所期待的是那个弥赛亚。OK， 他们今天还在等弥赛亚，但是呢即使弥赛亚已经来了， OK， 那就是我们的主耶稣基督。所以逾越节这所有的东西都代表耶稣基督所要来成就的事情，或者也就是整个这就是个旧约的预言，是吧？那犹太人他们现在还是眼睛还是没有打开，心还是硬的，所以他们还不知道这位弥赛亚就是耶稣基督。OK， 那我就简单来介绍一下Pastor Ron David， 他是在纽约啊、哦、这个 Brooklyn 那边出生的然后呢，大概纽约啊、哦、Brooklyn 那附近大概可能是全美国犹太人住的最多的。或者是全世界犹太人除了以色列以外的话，可能就是 Brooklyn New York is the most popular Jewish people right yeah 就是那里。然后呢他在那边出生，那么很小的时候他爸妈就搬到加州去，搬到加州去当然他们是过了犹太人的基本的他们的生活，那么就是逾越节啊这些旧约他们该守的、哦、他们也是非常的保守的然后呢在加州等到26岁的时候，他父母亲呢、啊、很难得父母亲 我不晓得他父母亲怎么样信主了，他们只知道耶稣是弥赛亚，有一天就回来就跟他们这些孩子啊给他们介绍这个弥赛亚，我知道了弥赛亚就是耶稣基督。 OK， 那他就觉得很不服，为什么就是耶稣基督 right？ 因为有的人一讲到耶稣基督啊都是吐口水的，就是说呢这个一定不是什么怎么一个弥赛亚可以变得凄凄惨惨，对不对？钉死在十字架，那么年轻的就是死于非命，是吧？还说他是弥赛亚，不可能，因为他们期待弥赛亚是像什么呀？像大将军国王一来的，就是要统治，把这个那个什么这个罗马帝国把他们赶出去来。他们是一个所期待是一个 military 一个弥赛亚，是不是？不是这个为我们刚刚上面受苦的弥赛亚，是不是？所以他们没办法真正的去了解这件事情。不过 anyway， 等一下他会跟我们讲这个事情了。所以后来他自己就很不服，他去读旧约，用那个希伯来文的圣经，然后呢读以后，他从那里就找到哦，旧约里面原来就讲的就是这位耶稣基督，然后在那读圣经，所以他就后来他也信得住了。那么对犹太人的传福音就非常有负担，所以大概20-30年前的时候呢，他就在加州这个 Orange County， 他就成立了那边第一个犹太人的基督徒的教会 ，OK， 一直到今天 ，OK。那么后来他就加入这个 The Chosen People Ministry，OK、okay?。今天他是代表 Chosen People Ministry 来给我们讲解这些事情。然后呢，Chosen People Ministry 就是OK， 就是被拣选的主瑞来，这、就是。彼得前书第2章第9节，是不是啊？我们是君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度，属神的子民。OK， 我们是被拣选的子民 ，the chosen people ministry， 这是一个 Jewish Christian 的他们的 organization， 专门就对犹太人来传福音的。OK， 所以现在他是在里面，除了在那边就是教会里面服侍以外，又后面他是加入。就是这个机构，那么这个机构呢 ，The Chosen People Ministry， 昨天他跟我讲，已经170年了，应该是从纽约开始的。OK， 所以有一个弟兄也是犹太人，后来就是。后来成为在布道会里面，他今天还有 Bible Study， 他去参加，后来他就成为基督徒，就从那边开始到今天所以呢，我就把下面时间很快的就交给Pastor Davis。OK， it's all yours。那 OK， 我们有全职弟兄给他做翻译哈。那我们等一下四个执事，当他喊说要发饼发杯的时候，你们就到前面来。OK， 坐到第一排好了。OK。
早安。 Hawaiian? That's all the Chinese I know. I don't know what all he said there, but I hope I can live up to it.
对，我不知道陈牧师刚才讲了我什么。
Thank you for inviting me here to your congregation.
感谢大家邀请我到来到你们当中。
It is a beautiful unity of worshiping the Lord.
感谢主，我们看到这里大家同心合一的来敬拜神。
And I'm excited to share with you some of the things that I grew up with in Passover and tell you what the relevance is for us today.
对，我很高兴也有这个机会和大家一起分享，就是我对于逾越节的一些理解，然后这个怎么来带领我们来理解我们现在的信仰。
This is actually one of my favorite holidays and times of the year.
逾越节是我最喜欢的一个节日。
Because I can see God's faithfulness in fulfilling His promises to His people Israel.
因为通过这个节日，我可以看到以色列神他的信实对于他的子民。
I remember when I first became a believer, 1975.
当我1975年刚刚成为一个信徒时。
In fact, my wife and I became believers almost at the same time. She was a week later.
我太太大概是差不多同样的时间信主，她大概晚我一周。
And we went to our first family Passover after becoming believers.
然后我们去参加了信主以后第一个逾越节。
And we were going to my wife's family, who were very Orthodox Jews.
我们是去了我太太他们那一家去过逾越节，他们是非常传统的犹太人。
And I was a little nervous about what I should say or what I shouldn't say.
然后当时我很紧张，到底该说什么，不该说什么。
But as I sat there and listened to everything that we went through in the Passover Seder,
当我坐在那里来听大家所讲关于逾越节的事情的时候
，I realized how Jewish the whole thing was, and that I didn't have to give up any of my Jewishness in believing in Jesus.
对，我听了那些以后，我就突然觉得我不需要丢弃我任何关于我犹太人的这些传统来相信耶稣。
In fact, believing in Jesus was the most Jewish thing I could do.
相信耶稣是一个最犹太性的事情去做。
Because I saw in him the fulfillment of all the promises that God made.
因为通过这个节日，我看到神一切应验在我们中间的这些应许。
And so we're going to go through this morning.A lot of the Passover Seder that the Lord would have celebrated Himself in the first century.
所以我们今天早晨会给大家展示一下，在第一世纪的时候，主耶稣他会怎么样和门徒们一起来过逾越节。
And you can see we have a whole Passover table set up before us this morning.
所以我们看到在右边这个桌子上面，我们有一个逾越节的一个桌子已经设置好了。
We are in the year 2019.
我们在2019年现在。
But this is actually when we celebrate Passover this year, it'll be Passover 3465.
但是这应该是第3465个逾越节，从第一次开始。
So when Jesus celebrated the Passover,
当耶稣他们庆祝逾越节的时候。
Our people have been doing this for about 1500 years.
当时犹太人已经过逾越节过了大概1500年左右。
This is the oldest feast anywhere in the world.
这是在全世界里面最古老的一个宴席。
We have been celebrating this for millennia, 3.5 millennia.
我们已经庆祝这个节日大概3500年左右。
And we've been celebrating it through inquisitions and pogroms and crusades.And concentration camps.
通过历史里面各个事情，像这个去朝圣，或者是十字军东征，或者是这个在集中营里面的时候，大家都一直在庆祝这个节日。
That everywhere that the Jews have gone, they have celebrated Passover.
无论犹太人在全世界哪个地方，他们都一直在庆祝这个节日。
And one of the things I want you to really know is this is a very family-oriented holiday.
逾越节是一个非常以家庭为中心的一个节日。
Because the whole purpose of doing the Passover, as we'll see,
我们等一下会看到这个逾越节的一个主要的一个目的就是
is communicating these truths to our children，
就是来和我们的家人孩子们来沟通这个真理。
So that they understand who they are before God, the history of our people, and God's provision for us.
我们可以看到，就是我们在神眼里面我们是什么样的人？我们对。
Now, as we all know, Israel was captive and slaves in Egypt.
我们知道当时以色列人在埃及地是为奴隶的。
And it's interesting as we look back at that time of slavery in Egypt.
我们可以发现，在当时以色列人为奴的时候
，there were 400 years of silence.
当时有四百年的静默。
During that period of time, God said nothing to His people.
那四百年当中，神没有向他的子民来说话。
But at the end of that 400 years, there was a sudden blood sacrifice, the lamb.
但在那四百年的结尾的时候，当时就宰杀了这个羔羊。
And through the sacrifice of that lamb and the shed blood of that lamb, God delivered the entire nation in one evening.
但通过这个宰杀这个羔羊这个过程，神在一夜的晚上就把他的子民从埃及地带了出来。
A very dramatic event.
是非常轰动的一个事件，对。
And then after that, Israel is led out of Egypt.
那个事情发生以后，以色列人就从埃及地出来。
And then there are the prophets and kings rule.
有当时有先知，还有列王的时代。
And at the end of that period of time,
在那段时间结束以后
，there was another 400 years of silence.
又有了四百年的沉默时期。
Only to be broken by the blood sacrifice of the Lamb of God.
但是在那一段时间结束以后，后来我们就看到了神羔羊的奉献。
This is the coming of the Messiah.
这是弥赛亚的到来。
So when John the Baptist,
所以当施洗约翰。
When he saw Jesus coming, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
所以当施洗约翰看到耶稣的时候，他说：“看到神的羔羊为世人所献上的。”
So whichever I read, the Old Testament or the New Testament,
所以无论我读旧约或者是读新约
，the blood of the Lamb delivers me from bondage.
羔羊的血能够把我们从这个奴隶当中带出来。
So why do we celebrate this Passover anyway?
所以我们为什么来庆祝逾越节呢？
I mean, the Messiah has come, so can't we just forget it?
弥赛亚不是已经来了吗？所以我们不就可以把这个节日忘记了吗？
Why is it important?
为什么这个节日这么重要？
I think there are a few reasons why it's really important for us to know about this and celebrate it.
我觉得有几个很重要的点是我们可以去了解关于我们为什么来庆祝逾越节。
For one thing, the Lord did this.
第一件事情就是主他亲自来庆祝逾越节。
He did it on his last earthly night.
他在他生命在这个属世的生命当中最后一晚上，他就是过了这个节。
Let me ask you a question.
我问大家一个问题。
What would you be doing on this night if you knew you were going to be standing trial for your life?
如果你们在耶稣的这个场景里面，也是在人生最后一天晚上的时候，你们会怎么样来想
？But that's exactly what he did. He celebrated this Passover with his disciples.
但主耶稣他在他人生的最后一天晚上，他就和他的门徒们一起来庆祝逾越节。
Knowing that his life was hanging in the balance in the morning.
知道他第二天他就会有生命的危险。
This is a very important time. This last 24 hours of his life.
在他最后的一天的这个是很重要的一段时间。
Did you know that in the Gospels, four chapters are devoted to telling us about the Messiah's life for the first 30 years?
我们知道在福音书里面，主耶稣前三十年大概也就是在福音书里面有四章的篇幅。
And there are 13 chapters covering the last day of his life.
但是在他最后一天，人生最后一天的时候，大概有十三章的篇幅。
So that's why he said in Luke chapter 22 and verse 15, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.
所以他在路加福音第二十二章第十五节说，我很愿意在受害以前和你们吃逾越节的宴席。
He said, "Do this in remembrance of me at that Passover."
在当时他们吃的时候，他说：“你们这样做是为了纪念我。”
Of course, he was referring to the cup and the unleavened bread.
他当时在指这个杯和无酵的饼。
And we actually do that ourselves, as a remembrance in the Lord's Supper or the communion.
我们这样做在圣餐的时候也是来纪念主。
And we're going to do it this morning.
我们今天早晨也会这样来做。
And we're going to hopefully get an understanding of a lot of the richness that came out of that Seder where Jesus was with his disciples.
通过这个，我们通过这个学习，希望能够来更多的来理解，这个中间的丰富。
It was interesting, the Lord put his cup down at that Seder, and he said, I'll not drink of this wine again until I drink it with you new in the kingdom.
主耶稣他把这个杯放下来的时候，他说，我再与你们一同喝这个杯的时候，会在天国里面，我们一起坐席的时候。
That implies that we're going to be celebrating the Passover in the kingdom.
这样来说，就是说我们以后在天国里面会和主一起来。享用这个杯。
So we might as well do it here so we can be more ready.
所以我们在世上我们这样做就是为了我们能够预备我们自己。
Now there are several things that we do in the Passover when that night comes. I will have my whole family over at my house.
在过逾越节的时候我全家与我同在。
And there are certain rituals that are really important.
我们会有一些很重要的一些礼仪。
And we'll go through the house and we'll cleanse the house. In other words, we're going to get all of the leaven out of the house.
我们会很好的清理我们的家里面，就把所有的这些酵给清除。
So while mother is cooking,
当母亲在做饭的时候
，the father will go through the house and usually have a feather and there'll be some crumbs that are hidden.
父亲会拿一个就是。掸尘土的东西，把这些东西给清理。
And he'll brush them into a spoon.
他会把他们这些灰尘或者是小渣子放到一个勺子里面。
And then take them and throw them into the fire.
然后把他们扔进火里面。
Kind of a picture of judgment.
就是
leaven.
一个对教的一个审判。
Of course, leaven is represented in the Bible as sin.
教在这个圣经里面所代表的就是罪。
So we clean out all of the leaven, just like Paul told us to do.
所以我们清理了我们所有的教，就像使徒保罗所教导我们一样。
He said in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, clean out the old leaven and keep the feast.
保罗在哥林多前书第五章说是把教给清理掉，但是我们宴席照样遵守。
So Paul was telling the Corinthians.Keep the feast of Passover, but do it with new leaven.
但是保罗他说，就是我们要除掉酵，但是呢，我们要有这个新的这个。
I should say without leaven, being a new lump.
就是成为一个新团。
Okay, so how do we go through all of this and how do we keep it all straight? We have a book that has been put together.Over the years,
我们通能帮助我们更多的理解，我们准备了一个小本子。
And it's called a Haggadah.
这个就是刚才Pastor Ryan 讲的叫 Haggadah.
Haggadah. This is a Haggadah.
对，就是这个册子。
This is also a Haggadah. This is also a Haggadah. There are many of them.In fact, I can go anywhere in the world and celebrate Passover.
我可以在世界任何的角落来庆祝逾越节，因为有这些册子帮助我们。
I can go to Europe and sit and celebrate Passover because they'll have a Haggadah in Hebrew.
我可以在欧洲来庆祝这个逾越节，因为他们也会有这种用希伯来文写的本子。
I could even go to China and celebrate Passover. There are Jews there with a Haggadah in Hebrew.
我可以在中国也能够来庆祝逾越节，因为那里也有犹太人用这个册子，他们一起来庆祝。
So this is the story is put together in here, and it was put together about the 4th or 5th century B.C.
这个册子里面的信息大概是在主前400年到500年之前所写成的。
Okay, so Haggadah means the telling of the story.
So Haggadah 的意思就是说这个故事，这个所诉说这个故事。
And the Seder, which is what we do as we go through the Haggadah, is the order of service.
这个桌子 它代表的就是我们等一下一步一步所进行的这个步骤。
Okay, now one of the things that we do right at the beginning of the Seder is not only at Passover, but even on Shabbat, on the Sabbath, on Friday night, we light the candles.And I'm going to ask Alice to come up, and she's going to light the candles for us, because we always have a woman light the candles, or the mother in the house, or the wife always lights the candles, because it was a woman who brought the light of the world into the world.
Oh.
And so, oh, I'm sorry.
No, no worries, no worries. 对，我会请姐妹来帮我们，我会请姐妹来帮我们点这个蜡烛哈。就是他们一般，为什么请姐妹来一般来做这个事情呢？说是因为，是，女人把这个世界的光带入到我们这里。对。
So Alice is going to light the candles, and she's going to say a blessing. Come over here, and so they can see you, and she will say the.Blessing in Chinese, and I'll say it in Hebrew, and she'll say it in English. Or I'll say it in Hebrew, and you say it in Chinese and English. Okay? Yeah. Okay, and we say, Baruch Ata Adonai Elohim Melech HaOlam.Asher Shano Al Hayati Emunah Yeshua HaMashiach Or HaAwah Uvishmo Anu Makim Nershel Pesach
配得颂赞的主我们的神宇宙的王因着我们相信耶稣基督就是主世界的光使我们成为圣洁现在我们奉他的名点亮这逾越节的烛火Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us through faith in Jesus, the Messiah, the light of the world, and in his name we kindle the Passover light.
Thank you. That's the Messianic version.
这个是犹太人的这个他们的这个所说的。
My people who don't believe don't light the candles in the name of Jesus.
哦，就是我的同胞，他们如果是不信主的，是传统的犹太教的，他们点蜡烛的时候不会以主耶稣基督的名来去点。
But because we believe and we see Him as the fulfillment of all of these things, we do.
但是我们相信耶稣的人，我们点这个蜡烛的时候，我们是以基督的名去点，因为我们相信他是给我们的应许。
Okay, now there are.A number of things here. We have a plate, which we call the Seder plate, and there are a number of items on here, and we'll go through them. Sorry again.
No, no worries. 我们这里等下有一个盘子，里面装了一些东西，我们等下会一样一样的来去了解。
As we go through all of the explanation of these things this morning, we'll take a look at each of these.
我们等下会来细看每一件。
But you'll notice there are four cups of wine.
我们看到这前面有四杯红酒。
And at a Jewish Passover, we drink four cups of wine that night.
当犹太人过逾越节的时候，我们那天晚上会喝四杯红酒。
And these cups of wine have particular meanings.
这四杯酒有特别的意义。
and they are part of the four expressions of redemption that God made to the Jewish people.
这是代表四种救赎的意义在里面，就是神对以色列人。
And we can find this in Exodus chapter 6, verses 6 and 7.
我们可以在出埃及记的第六章第六第七节看到。
And these are the four I wills of God. I will bring you out.
神说我们会把你们带领出来。
I will deliver you.
我们会就是来拯救你们。
I will redeem you. Outstretched arm.
会伸出大手来来救赎你们。
And I will take you for my people and be your God.
然后会使你们成为我的子民，我是你们的神。
This was the promise of God to Israel in Egypt.
这是神对以色列人的应许，当他们在埃及的时候。
So we have four cups: the cup of sanctification, the cup of plagues.
所以我们第一个杯是洁净的杯，第二个杯是这个灾祸的杯。
The cup of redemption, very important.
救赎得救的杯。
And the cup of praise.
然后是赞美的杯，最后一个。
And there's even another cup. This cup is for Elijah.
这是以利亚的杯。
And we'll talk about that a little when we get there.
对，等一下我们再讨论。
Okay, so these four cups we will go through during the Passover ceremony.And the first cup would be the cup of sanctification. And we would lift the cup at the beginning of the Seder because to be sanctified needs to be set apart.
对，我们首先会拿起这个洁净的杯，因为这个洁净就是代表我们分别为圣。
So this night is set apart from all other nights.
所以这一天晚上是和其他的晚上是分别出来的。
Just as Israel was set apart.
就像以色列民，他们是被分别为圣出来。
Because God said, "I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians."
因为神说，我要把你们从以色列人中间的这个担子、苦担提出来。
So we raise the cup.
所以我们拿起这个杯。
And we say a blessing.
然后我们说一个祝福。
And I'm going to say the blessing in Hebrew, just so you hear it.
Pastor 会用这个希伯来语来讲这个祝福。
And the blessing is Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Borei Bari HaGafen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God.
就是赞美主。
Just tell me English.
Yeah.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe.
这个世界的主，宇宙的主。
The creator of the fruit of the vine.
这个葡萄创造这个葡萄汁的这个主。
This becomes very significant when we come to the third cup.
当我们来到这个第三个杯子的时候，它就有很重要的意义。
Now you notice that there are different things on the Seder plate.
我们看到在这个盘子上面有很多不同的事情，不同的东西。
We have parsley.
有香菜，对。
In Hebrew we call it carpus. And it's there to remind us of springtime.
代表我们，让我们知道春天。春天。
To remind us of new life.
新生。
And what we do with this, we do the first thing at Passover.
我们用这个来蘸第一件东西。
And we have a little bowl of salt water, and we dip it in the salt water.
我们把这个香菜蘸在盐水里面。
And then we eat it.
然后把它吃下去。
The salt water is supposed to remind us of the tears that Israel shed.
这个盐水是代表以色列人所流过的泪。
It also reminds us of the Red Sea.
也提醒我们关于这个红海。
Both of them were salty.
两个都很咸。
And it also reminds us of the hyssop. the plant that they dipped into the blood and put on the doorposts in the lintel of their house.
哦，是一种那个牛膝草，对，就是他站在那个就是以色列人用来站每一个门上面。
These may seem like minor things.
可能这个看起来像一个很小的事情。
But we are remembering what the Lord did for us.
但是我们在纪念主为我们所做的。
And we're teaching them to our children.
也把这些事情教导给我们的子女孩子们。
So as we do these things with our children,
所以当我们给孩子们展现这个事情的时候，
we're not just giving them words,
不是光给他们言语，
but they're participating in this that has been done for hundreds and hundreds of years.
但是他们希望他们能够来不光是来听这个言语的，而且是来参与这个已经几百年的这个节日。
Okay, now there's another interesting thing that is done at this point of the Seder.
还有一个事情是我们可以来看一看。
I have a bag here, it's called a matzah tash.
这是一个包。
And it has three compartments inside. And in each compartment, there is a piece of matzah.
这里面一共有三层。
And what we do, this is what the Jewish people do, they take out the middle piece of matzah. This is the unleavened bread.
这是一个无效的饼。
And they break it.
对。
And they put one piece back into the matzah tash.And we wrap the other piece in a white linen, and we bury it.
这个里面我们拿出这个饼，分出一半出来，然后把拿出来的这一半呢，我们用一个白布包起来，然后把它给埋起来。
And what we usually do, sometimes the father puts it under the cushion of his chair. I'll put it right here. I'll just bury it under the matzah here.
我们先把它埋起来。
And that is going to stay there, but we'll take a closer look at it. We'll talk more about it later because it becomes a very important part of the Seder.
对，我们先把它放在那里，但是之后我们会了解，这是其实这个宴席很重要的一部分。
Now, at this point of the Seder, the kids are starting to wonder what's going on.
这宴席进行到这个部分的时候，这些孩子们可能是在想，我们到底在做什么。
And so at this point, the youngest child will ask four questions.
这个时候，最小的孩子会问四个问题。
And we always have the youngest child ask the questions, and the questions will be, why is this night different from all other nights?
第一个问题就是为什么。这个晚上与其他的晚上有不同。
On all other nights we leavened or unleavened bread. On this night we eat only unleavened bread.
在其他的晚上我们可能会吃有酵饼或者是无酵饼，但在今天晚上我们只能吃无酵饼。
On all other nights we eat all kinds of herbs.
在其他的晚上我们可能会吃各样的这个香料。
But on this night we eat only bitter herbs.
但在这个晚上我们只吃苦的苦菜。
On all other nights, we don't even dip once. On all other nights, we don't even dip once. But tonight, we dip twice.
但在今天晚上只能沾两次。
On all other nights, we eat either sitting or reclining.
在其他的晚上可能我们可以坐着吃或者是站着吃。
But on this night, we all recline.
但在这个晚上我们只能站着吃。
That's why we have pillows on the chair here, because it's supposed to be symbolic of the fact that we're reclining. Free man recline.
哦，不是站起来，刚才说就是卧躺在那个地方，是靠着那个地方吃，对。
And so having asked those questions,
他们问了这些问题以后，
the rest of the night is dedicated to answering those questions.
这个晚上剩下的时间就是来给他们解答这些问题。
So that is the story that is told of the Passover and God's redeeming the people out of Egypt.
那在那个时间段呢，我们就会跟他们讲这个神是怎么把以色列人带出埃及和这个逾越节的来历。
And we know something of that story, the history of Israel.
我们也了解这个以色列人的历史。
Being slaves in Egypt, and then God remembered His covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
就他们在埃及为奴，但是神纪念与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。
And he called Moses.
让摩西。
And he said, "I have indeed heard the suffering of my people."
我听到了这个我子民的呼求。
Go to Pharaoh and tell him.